brain health has been very popular in the news lately, and this podcast is for you if you've ever had brain fog, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, CTE, any of these issues. This is the podcast where we're going to jump into the latest research from Dr. Dale Bredesen, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof Diet, so many other people, all the minds that are really out there paving the way, blazing a path for new research, new strategies that are actually working to get your brain optimized and working at its highest level. The Brain Builders Podcast is just for you. So get a notebook, get a pen, and get ready to open up your mind and get back to the person that you were meant to be.
Hello, and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're going to talk about the fact that you are in control of your brain. And this is coming from Dave Asprey's book, Headstrong, the Bulletproof Plan to Activate an Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter and Think Faster in Just 2 Weeks. So now that you understand some of the signs that your head is weak, like forgetting things you want to remember and suffering from annoying mood swings, low energy, food cravings, and a lack of focus, it's time to get in control and become headstrong. You have the capacity to improve your mental abilities and sharpen your focus, and the tools are closer than you might imagine. Dave says that he wished he'd known that he could influence his brain performance all those years ago. He had no idea how many of his symptoms were within his control. He had to wait until his brain hit rock bottom before he learned that it was possible to improve his mental ability. In fact, he was so scared that his brain would never work again that he actually bought disability insurance when he was 26. Luckily for all of us, the brain is highly adaptable. In fact, this is one reason we can hack the brain, because it responds to even subtle changes in our bodies or the world around us. The other factor that makes the brain hackable is, ironically, its complexity. Hackers like complex systems because they have large attack surfaces, lots of opportunities to intervene and take over. The simpler the technology, the more difficult it is to hack the machine. Simple machines may be easy to understand, but they offer fewer entry points and therefore fewer opportunities to intervene and influence their performance. Complex systems may be easier to hack, but they're also tougher to understand. Our biology is really complex. It's a mix of chemical, electrical, physical, light, and magnetic signaling. It's affected by temperature and light, season, time of day, and many other small variables. The brain, and especially its energy-making process, is so complex that there are multiple ways to speed it up. The good news is that if you skimmed or even skipped to this point of the book, it's okay. You don't need a detailed roadmap of a system to hack it. You just need to believe it's possible and have the ability to change some of the system's inputs. For us and our brains, that's often just changing the environment around us. And that's what this next part is all about. You'll learn exactly which buttons to push and levers to pull to dramatically speed up your cellular energy production, start growing healthy new mitochondria and neurons, and reduce your inflammation. You'll likely feel these results from day one. Even better, these changes will compound over time and change your trajectory so that massive change becomes possible by making just a few small shifts. When you move to a bank that offers you a 2% higher interest rate, the result is not massive growth of your savings overnight, but an exponential increase as that interest compounds over years. Similarly, though, these brain triggers and levers will each lend you an extra edge that, when combined, will dramatically change the way you think, feel, and perform every single day and become more powerful with time. These are the energy secrets that he used to create the power and focus to grow Bulletproof so that he could reach millions of people while working at a full-time job and being a new dad. In fact, he's using nearly all of them simultaneously while he's been working on this book. So they work for him and they will work for you. Now let's get to hacking and powering up your brain. Brain fuel. When it comes to taking control of your brain, your diet offers the easiest and most powerful way to gain the upper hand. The food you put into your body has a greater impact on your brain's performance than any other single factor within your control. Nutrition is literally the fuel that either helps your brain run efficiently or causes it to break down. Your body takes electrons from the foods you eat and combines them with water and oxygen to make energy. You really are a battery, and you need the right materials to stay powered up. Polyphenols, brain-boosting antioxidants. As we've discussed, your mitochondria need oxygen to make ATP, But this energy-making process generates free radicals, and some of them leak out to cause havoc in your cells. If you don't want inflammatory free radicals harming your performance and making you feel old, you need to do what your grandmother told you. Eat your vegetables. All vegetables contain antioxidants, but some are far more potent than others. Polyphenols are a type of antioxidant found in plants. In particular, they are found in the dark red, purple, and blue parts of plants. Not only do polyphenols help to protect us against cellular damage from oxidation, but they also offer a bunch of protective properties for our mitochondria. Here are a few of the ways polyphenols can benefit us. They protect your gut. Polyphenols can actually change the composition of your gut bacteria, increasing the amount of healthy bacteria and inhibiting the growth of harmful bacteria in your intestinal tract. In one study, people who drank a blueberry extract high in polyphenols for 6 weeks saw a dramatic improvement in their gut bacteria. This type of positive change to your gut bacteria can help lower inflammation and reduce brain fog. Studies have also shown that polyphenols can protect your gut from dangerous pathogens such as Staphylococcus and even Salmonella, which I've had a few times, and that is not a fun experience. Interestingly, polyphenols and your gut bacteria have a symbiotic relationship. Polyphenols change the composition of your gut bacteria, while your gut bacteria are responsible for metabolizing polyphenols so your body can use them. A study of rodents showed that those that were fed polyphenol-rich coffee with butter, the same idea behind bulletproof coffee, had a higher ratio of polyphenol-eating healthy gut bacteria than those that didn't, and this was associated with being leaner. They increase your rate of neurogenesis. Studies have shown that polyphenols increase your levels of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF. The brain nerve growth factor, NGF, and the brain nerve factor, NGF. These are both proteins that encourage neurogenesis and protect your new neurons from dying off. An increase in BDNF and NGF has also been shown to improve learning, memory, and thinking. That's why raising the levels of these proteins is such a key part of the Headstrong program. They tell your cells whether to live or die. Polyphenols play an important role in facilitating cellular signals that initiate the process of apoptosis, which is cell death, and prevent older damaged cells from mutating. You want cells that have already mutated to submit to apoptosis, but it's even better if those cells don't mutate in the first place. Polyphenols can help you keep your cells and you strong, healthy, and alive. They help fight inflammation. In addition to protecting your brain from inflammation by feeding the good bacteria in your gut, polyphenols reduce the amount of inflammatory cytokines in the bloodstream. This reduction in inflammation has been shown to improve blood flow to the brain, which enhances memory and prevents age-related declines in cognitive function. And you've already learned that a decrease in inflammation is going to enhance mitochondrial function. Now you may be thinking, if polyphenols are so great and can be found so easily in food, aren't we all benefiting from their amazing properties already? Well, the thing about polyphenols is that with some exceptions, your body can't easily absorb them. The majority of polyphenols need a little help for your body to actually use them. And the best way to do that is to consume them with my all-time favorite macronutrient, fat. That's right, putting butter on your broccoli actually makes it better for you because your body can absorb more of the good stuff in the broccoli when those polyphenols hitch a ride with the fat molecules. He has a pet theory that broccoli evolved all those little florets just to better absorb butter, even though there's no actual evidence of that. On the Headstrong program, you're going to eat lots of fresh dark veggies and low-sugar fruits to get the recommended amount of polyphenols per day, which is at least 2 grams. The Headstrong recipes will show you how to combine the best foods and beverage for polyphenols with enough fat to make them easily absorbed by your body. Within 2 weeks of consuming more polyphenols in a more potent way, you will experience less inflammation, a healthier gut, and a higher rate of neurogenesis. So in addition to dark-colored vegetables and low-sugar fruits, what else should you be eating to get as many protective polyphenols as possible? The following foods offer the highest and most beneficial concentration of polyphenols. Consuming more of them will help you become headstrong by fighting inflammation, keeping your gut in balance, and helping your brain to grow healthy new brain cells. Coffee. If you're already familiar with bulletproof coffee, this will come as no surprise to you. If you're new to my world, welcome. Here, coffee is king. It is rich in polyphenols and contains over 1,000 different compounds that improve the function of your cells. Coffee is the number one source of polyphenols in the Western diet, which is why it's at the top of the list. And if something gross like sardine juice were higher in polyphenols, that would be at the top of the list instead. The polyphenols in coffee regulate these switches that turn certain genes on and off, including the one that signals cells to replicate or to die. Coffee also contains a type of polyphenol called chlorogenic acid, which reduces chronic inflammation, particularly in cells with a high fat content, such as brain cells. This is one way of dozens that coffee improves cognition. But perhaps the best way coffee can keep you headstrong is by helping you live longer. A huge study found a strong association between coffee consumption and longevity. The more coffee the study participants drank, the less likely they were to die. In fact, drinking coffee was associated with a lower risk of dying from a number of common diseases, including heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, and infections. Did you notice that all of these are mitochondrial disorders? And in women, the effect was about 30% stronger than in men. Dave thinks it's possible that this stronger effect in women is related to the fact that some cells in women's ovaries have 10 times more mitochondria than brain cells. Given that low mitochondrial function leads to all of these diseases, if the polyphenols in coffee improve mitochondrial function, it would follow that they also help to prevent these common diseases. And the study participants consume both caffeinated and decaf coffee, so we know that caffeine can't be responsible for these effects. You'll learn more about bulletproof coffee later on. For now, the important thing to know is that we pair toxin-free coffee, a lot of coffee out there contains mitochondrial toxins from mold, with fat in the form of grass-fed butter and brain octane oil, so you can better absorb the polyphenols and avoid the milk protein that blocks your body from using polyphenols. I personally use the brain octane oil in my coffee in the morning, and it actually is really good. You just have to be really careful. You don't want to add too much too fast because it can cause some pretty serious stomach upset. So ease your way into it. And the next one of my favorites, dark chocolate. Dark chocolate, at least 85% dark, is full of polyphenols and contains a mild amount of caffeine, which also enhances performance. You have to be careful when selecting your chocolate products, though, because just like coffee, a lot of chocolate contains mold toxins that actually inhibit mitochondrial function. Isn't that great to know that you're eating a bunch of toxins from molds and foods? It's lovely. All chocolate is produced by fermentation, and 64% of the microbes that ferment chocolate can also create harmful mold toxins. European chocolate tends to be the lowest in mold toxins as it is regulated under stricter standards. So Dave recommends European chocolate if he doesn't have his own lab-tested ultra-pure chocolate on hand. Blueberries. Studies on the polyphenols in blueberries show that they increase lifespan, slow age-related cognitive declines, and significantly improve cardiovascular function. They directly raise BDNF, too. Unfortunately, blueberries are heavily sprayed with pesticides and are often visibly moldy, especially bulk frozen berries. Dave recommends you choosing high-quality organic frozen or farm-fresh blueberries or using a purified extract of blueberry polyphenols. If you ate enough blueberries to get all the polyphenols you want, you'd be getting a ton of sugar, too. Pomegranates. The type of polyphenols found in pomegranates is water-soluble and more easily absorbed by the body than most other polyphenols. These polyphenols are also known to break down into smaller compounds that cross the mitochondrial membrane and fight oxidative stress directly in the mitochondria. When your gut bacteria digest pomegranate, they make urolithin A, one of the few substances that cause your body to replace worn-out mitochondria with fully functioning new ones. Fresh pomegranates and their juice have a special detox enzyme called PON1, which is peroxidase 1, but pomegranate juice is too high in sugar to consume regularly. So Dave eats fresh pomegranates whole when they're in season and uses an extract the rest of the time. Grape seeds contain a very powerful type of polyphenol called proanthocyanidine. You don't need to remember the name, thank God. Just that it's different from the polyphenol found in red wine, which is resveratrol. Grape seeds, and particularly grape seed extract, have potent anti-inflammatory properties and protect your brain from oxidative stress. But the real reason he's excited about grape seed extract is that animal studies have shown that it corrects mitochondrial dysfunction caused by obesity, and it protects against weight gain. Researchers in one study described grape seed extract as capable of correcting an energy imbalance and improving the fat-burning capacity of brown fat. Brown fat is a type of fat that helps you make energy and burn fat. In fact, is brown instead of white because it's so rich in mitochondria. We will talk about more studies about grape seed extract and even go into the grape skins next time on the Brain Builders podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.